And we are back. This is the third segment, March the 6th, year 2020. My name is Brian. Of course, you know, you're listening to Clarity Radio. Wow, segment one and segment two, intense. Like, I'm really, really exhausted. My brain is just going. It's overload. It's absolutely overload right now. So let's go to the next set of 9 points. Third segment, and we're still talking about this healing preparation in the fourth segment. Now, don't go there right away, please. If you want to have a better, greater success with your healing, you need to listen to 1, 2, and 3 segments, okay? So don't be lazy. So here we go. So the first point, explain more on the 100% free will human experience. Well, I can explain a little bit more. So again, we're in the matrix now, all of us. We came from the 100% free will. In the 100% free will, everything was pretty well random free will. Here, not everything is random. Mostly not random. So we made our mistakes in the 100% free will. Oh boy, did most of us. And then we came into the matrix to try to go through some exercise, some experience to make us more accountable for what we did or did not do in the 100% free will. So in the 100% free will, well, we're talking about control. We weren't controlled or managed by some sort of software program. To me, everything in this matrix is software program. I mean everything. It's based mostly on a binary code system, non-physical and physical, and it's based on a yes or no response. Very simple. It's a very, very simple, 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 simple process. Yes or no. So as we move to point number two, my gift of intuition or discernment is based on the binary system. So when we take a look at the binary code system in the matrix, again, operates on a yes or no. So when you take a look at the average human being, we have a binary code system, which is 18 binary independent systems, collectively different ones. I'm talking about overall the body. I'm not talking about a single red blood cell. I'm talking 18 different systems. When you take a look at me, I've got 144 different systems in my body. 144 different systems. So this is why it's easier for me to be able to intuit, discern science. So when we enter the matrix, we come here and we have to redeem ourselves for the mistakes that we have made or for the mistakes that we've taken on for other people based on our beliefs, because it's easy to get sucked in the 100% free will. And many of us have, and many of us have taken on other people's bad karma. So in the 100% free will, we are not controlled or managed by any type of software program. We're not. We got free will. But when we come here, again, the matrix, a software program. So as we talk about my gift again, using my gift based on a binary system, the most important factor when using my gift of intuition is to be able to ask the right question. This is the most important. By knowing the right question to ask, I'm able to get to the solution very quickly. And that's why I need to work with other trained, top-notch scientists, because they will know the question to ask, and within weeks, that vaccine's done. But not only is it done, it's really done. We don't have to make any changes, revise. It's going to work. The ability of my gift is highly, highly effective in any type of research. I don't need to be trained in any type of research, science field, medical field, engineering field. It doesn't matter. I can actually discern any type of science and get to the bottom of something. That's my gift. That's why I have 144 different binary systems. Point three. As individual groups, corporations, schools, research centers, government, countries, etc., in the matrix, we either get a gift or a lesson or some level of extreme suffering. That's true. And when I take a look at Canada briefly in the 100% free will, so what did we do in the 100% free will that's going to cost us dearly in the matrix now and in the future? One, we did heavily involved in GMO, animal cloning. We supported it. We were not peacemakers, and we should be peacemakers. And we haven't really, really been really aggressive in this matrix as being peacemakers. We did not regulate food safety correctly. We did not respect the people of Quebec. We did not respect the Aboriginal people. And we did not embrace alternative medicine and or spirituality. And lastly, we sent people off to war Well, this is the diabetes. This is the diabetic health care bill. Most men, particularly men that have diabetes that face amputations, most of them went to war, and it caused other people to lose limbs. And they're back in the matrix here, and they got to pay the debt. So the government pays the debt, too, with the health care costs. This is just seven examples. But what's important is not pointing fingers, because no one really understood the matrix, the concept of the matrix in the 100% free will. No one's pointing fingers. No one's judging. But we're now in it together, and we need to decide whether or not we embrace this truth and change our policies and procedures, our belief systems, to make the future brighter and safer. Or do we simply decide to ignore everything and watch our young population buy their iPhone every year and not really contribute anything to the world? It's a choice we got to make. The fourth, in the matrix, again, the bill eventually arrives. So a reference to the above 7 points, by not respecting the above. That's it. That's right. By not respecting the above and expecting a different result. Yes, yes, the temporary state of insanity. Yes. To believe in 100% free will, that one is untouchable, this also is a state of temporary insanity. The point, people who appear to be in positions of influence worldwide may be suffering from temporary insanity. It's possible. I may be right. You may be right. But there is a possibility. So when we take a look at the fifth point, disease in the matrix. So genetic cancer, well, it's in the matrix. It doesn't exist in the 100% free will. Now, these pandemics of whatever, viruses, whatever, did not exist in the 100% free will. The coronavirus did not exist in the 100% free will. Genetic diabetes did not exist in the 100% free will. However, environmental diseases did exist, such as diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. That did exist on an environmental level. The whole concept, I mean, Satan did not exist. Didn't exist. Lucifer did not exist. The angel of death did not exist. So now I'm going to get really, really weird on you, because as you're running around playing with your iPhones, now you got to think about what I'm going to say now. And I can tell you, after I've said it, you're going to talk about it at least six more times over the next week. The sixth point, let's talk about the angel of death. Very scary. So these are individuals in the matrix that facilitate bad karma. They have the ability through thought to create much harm. They can send energy to you and trigger a cancer in your body, a separate disease in your body. They can do this. These individuals are extremely powerful, and that's their function. They're not evil. Maybe some of them are that work for the other side. But for every 40 people on this planet, there is one person who is assigned the angel of death for every 40 people. Again, they're supposed to facilitate what you sow is what you reap, reaping and sowing, whatever the situation is. That's why in a 100% free will, I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to be prejudiced. I mean, you don't want to be anti-Semitic. You don't want to be anti-anything. I mean, the Italians, I mean, they got a lot of the anti-stuff going on. I mean, they're anti-pasta. I don't understand why they don't love their pasta. I'm just having fun. Okay, spelled differently. Okay, but I mean, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I love the Italians. I love the Jewish people. I love everybody. I don't have any anti-ness. I'm not prejudiced. But when you are prejudiced in the 100% free will, you increase the chances of you suffering in the matrix. That's why you need to love everyone, but you can't love everyone if you don't love yourself. Because there's something inside you, some sort of hatred, some sort of revenge that prevents you from loving everyone. You should be in a position where everybody likes you and you like everyone. And if that's not the case, you have an issue with that person that needs to be healed. So we talk about the seventh point, the angel of death now. We're just leaving the sixth point. So the angel of death in reference to the coronavirus. People who so far have died from the coronavirus, before they got infected with the coronavirus, the angel of death came upon their steps. gave them energy that says you are to get the coronavirus. This came from another human being that is considered their angel of death, because everyone has an angel of death that's assigned to them. Pretty scary, right? You didn't know that. So people who took on someone's bad karma, I'm learning they would not die from the virus. But that's as of today. But last week they did. It's all about software. It's all about the software programming. The software program today has changed. So once again, the matrix has been changed. Coronavirus karma can no longer be passed to others for others to die. But still do the exercise. I still want you to do the fourth exercise. So this is good. It's not possible at this time to take on someone else's karma with this coronavirus. This is good. So when we take a look at the eighth point, we speak of medical doctors, which I have a lot of respect for. I think I drive my medical doctor crazy because I keep coming in with a disease, with something, and she tells me what it is. Then I go away and I basically do self-healings and it's gone. You know, so people say, do you go to doctors? Yes, I go to doctors because I want my urine test done. I want my blood test done. I want everything done because sometimes I'm not going to pick up everything. And I have so much respect for the medical community. They work very hard. So helping the medical doctors now, I'm going to help you now. So in reference to doctors who lose patients where the patients actually die under their care, a lot of these doctors, I've sat down with many doctors who basically took it to heart. They took it to heart. They felt really bad. They did not save that patient. And one doctor in the States, I remember him getting sick over it. I remember that. It was sad. But the angel of death plays a very important role in those patients that die under the doctor's care. So those who died under the doctor's care, in every case, the angel of death came to them before they even saw the doctor. And they were set up to die. But the doctor did not know this. And the doctor, of course, most doctors would try to do all they can to save the patient. But the patient dies. But the doctor had no idea of the existence, the presence, possession of the angel of death energy. And that's the reality too. That is a reality. So those who now intentionally murder their patients, this is something else. There was a case here in Ontario where someone, I think, was a nursing home that killed all these different patients. And the reason why she did this in another incarnation, she was convicted to die by way of a jury. And these individuals that she went after were on the jury in the 100% free will. So for some reason, they all ended up in the same nursing facility or scattered around. I don't know the details. But she went after all of them. See, the answer we can't see. We don't know why someone does something. But there is an answer. And getting back to doctors who made an honest mistake, they made a mistake and the patient died. In every case, the angel of death came to that patient before the doctor made that honest mistake. That patient was to die that way. I know it's hard. It's hard to embrace this because we're running around thinking that, oh my gosh, we have 100% free will, that you can actually make your plans. I say so often, if you want to make God laugh, you tell God your plans. And it's so true. Okay, the ninth. What do we need to take away from this segment three before you go on to the fourth? I mean, you can take away many things. Listen to the broadcast three times. Even if you listen to it 10 times, I can guarantee you on the 10th time, you're going to pick up something new and you're going to say, I don't remember Brian saying this. It will happen. Why? Because it's truth. And your brain can only process so much truth. That's why you don't retain everything you hear. So the reason why we suffer is not easily explained in the matrix. The answer is not here. And with respect to government and taxpayers paying the price, when government taxpayers make a mistake, the bill always arrives. But we don't understand why we got the bill and where it came from, because we simply just can't close our eyes and tap into the 100% free will and see how we messed up. But it always arrives. Our free will is reduced proportionally to our bad karma or even good karma. The dark can no longer pass their individual, family, bad karma, institutions, corporations, governments. They can't pass it on anymore. The matrix has changed. So we're all accountable. We have to be, including myself. We all have to be accountable. And we have to be able to recognize the mistakes that we make on a daily basis and not support mistakes that compromise someone's experience in life. We are not to do any harm to God's creation. Everything. Animals, plants, you name it. Humans. Everything. The environment. But if we continue this matrix and we refuse to change, because even within the matrix, there is a window. There is a window that gives us a little bit of free will. It's not so much. But we get to different stages in our life where we got two roads in front of us. And that's the time that we make a decision. Do we come back and repeat the same life? Or do we move on to have another experience? The fork in the road. But we have to really understand, in the matrix, most of us, when we come into this matrix, we are born in a certain way. That's what we have to understand. We have DNA, and our DNA changes with the spoken word. So when you do self-healings on yourself, your DNA changes. So you may think the 1 million pages that scientists says, oh, we got 1 million pages of DNA information. If you can't take that information and really understand why we suffer, and based on the information interpretation of that science, we know what we gotta do. Who cares? It's not helping anyone. Sometimes the simple explanations in life without scientific proof is the best approach. I know that to be true. If I didn't have my gift, I wasn't able to explain the coronavirus on a metaphoric level. We'll struggle more. But we've got to understand what is going on a non-physical level and recognize that we are born this way. We're all born this way to do something different. We're different. We're not all the same. Our DNA is a constant moving target, changes throughout life experiences. But you can help yourself by learning to do good to others. And do not go and burn a church building, a building. Don't do it. You're going to create a huge karmic debt. And what happens if you burn a building and someone dies? You got to pay that debt. Don't raise your hand and strike anyone unless it's in self-defense. Don't do it. Be kind, but do not support bringing harm against another. Do not support any witchcraft. Hey, don't be caught doing curses. And don't join any cults. You stay the heck away from all of this. Okay, so my name is Brian, and we are going to take a break. And remember, well, we're born this way. March the 6th, year 2020, you're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. There's a new man to save. I'm here to pull him away, just gotta make your mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't let yourself in regret, just love yourself instead. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different love is not a sin. Believe capital H, I am. Hey. Me, I'm on it, rolling by guys. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't let yourself get regret, love yourself instead. I'm on the right track, baby.
be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, bullied or teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm